Welcome to 15 Minute Time Limit, the Wrestling Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the second episode of 15 Minute Time Limit Podcast. I can assure you today will be shorter than 15 minutes, guaranteed. A bit of a busy day myself, so we'll talk about NXT from last night, see what went down there. Was it a good episode or a bad episode? I want to discuss about one of my favorite wrestlers, Ruby Soho. She's doing a great job on Twitter promoting herself with some cool vignettes. We'll talk about that. And the Daily, Adam Cole, baby, watch. What happened with Adam Cole yesterday? We'll round out the episode. Hope you'll enjoy listening to it. Here we go. So NXT was taped last night. One of the, I think next week will also is a taped episode. I gotta confess, I didn't read the spoilers. I wanted to be surprised. NXT is going through a rough period, if we need to believe what we're reading in the dirt sheets or on not dirt clean sheets, you know, on every news outlet out there. Vince wants to do a total revamp. They got a new logo. So, and they got a little bit of fair criticism now. Adam Cole is gone, and, you know, they're starting to lose people to the main roster. Shotzi, Tegan, Dakota maybe, and Candice is pregnant. So, but I think NXT is still good. Samoa Joe is a champion, is a great champion, great choice. I'm really excited to see who will he face. I mean, there's plenty of opportunities there, but let's talk about the episode for a bit. Sarai kicked Mandy Rose so hard in the face that the match was ruled as a count out and had to be stopped. Mandy, quick, speedy recovery. It was a pretty good, badass match. We have Ember Moon, who's, you know, who wants to see, to face Kaylee Ray. We have Raquel, I tried to pronounce it in with a Spanish accent, but Raquel, she went up against Jessica Mea, but I'm really waiting to see Raquel versus Taya Valkyrie, Frankie Monet, sorry, it takes time to get used to the new name. I think Frankie and Raquel can do a really, really, really good horse battle match like Raquel did with Rhea Ripley. I kind of want Frankie to be the next champ. I wanted Dakota to be the next champ, but that didn't work out. So I'm crossing my fingers that it will work out for Frankie. She could be a great, great champion, as we saw on Impact Wrestling. What else do we got? The main event, Tommaso Ciampa was able to beat Ridge Holland. It was a good match, hard-hitting match, yes, but I'm not sure if that's the right booking decision, because Ridge, Ridge came back from an injury and it seems like he was starting to get a push before he was injured, and now he's starting to get a push after. But I love Ciampa. I love that he won, totally deserving, and it seems like the feud keeps on going, which is a good thing. We also had Kyle O'Reilly, you know, beating Duke Hudson. Vink, and a good match for both. I mean, it was pretty clear that Kyle should win, but both men came out good looking after the match. We have Johnny losing to LA Knight. That's okay. It was Johnny doesn't lose anything from losing to LA Knight. LA Knight is still pretty hot in the brand. Overall, it was a good episode, don't get me wrong. It was very enjoyable. Next week seems like a good and fun episode. It seems like they're getting back on track. Hopefully, good things will be ahead. NXT is one, if not my favorite brand of all wrestling shows. For a long, long time, I was an NXT for life kind of guy. I love AEW now. I love SmackDown a lot. Impact, I love it, but I don't have the time to watch it weekly, but I'm doing my best. But yeah, it was a good episode. It was better than Raw episode from yesterday, from the day before. Go watch it. You have plenty of good stuff to see. So, and very exciting things to wait for next week. Good NXT. Okay, so now let's talk about Ruby Soho,
aka
Ruby Riott,
aka Haiti Loveless,
one of the best wrestlers out there,
not just
one of the best female wrestlers, but one of the best wrestlers. I think she's a better babyface than a heel. She showed that in the independent scene. She showed that in early NXT days. She's a good heel. Don't get me wrong. She's a great heel,
but I think she's a better babyface. And I'm very excited to see where she ends up. She was released from WWE and she started posting on Twitter, on her Twitter account, all sorts of vignettes. She's doing it once a week. The first one was her missing the train from Orlando to New York, you know, from NXT to the main roster. Presumably, yes, that's I think what she wanted to say. How she was pretty good in NXT but didn't quite make it in the main roster. The second vignette had her still in a car. Oh my God, that's a heel move. She stole a car and she was driving, but she didn't like the music. I think I heard the Riot Squad theme there, so maybe that's what drove her crazy. And she stopped driving and she didn't know, she said destination unknown. And the third vignette, which was released yesterday or 2 days ago, was her trying to enter a club. At first she gave an ID. There were hints of Haiti Loveless. She was doing a graffiti with the heart and less, so that's Loveless. And she passed by another person doing a graffiti that says the riot is over, but riots with one T only, not with the two T's. And then she reached the club and the bouncer asked for ID, so she gave ID that said Haiti Loveless, expiring on August 31st, which is, I think, the last day of her 90-day no-compete clause. And then she said, oh, wait a minute, that's the old one. And then she presented the new one, Ruby Soho, with the song Ruby Soho by Rancid playing in the background, which they gave her the blessing to use it. So that's why her new name is Ruby Soho.
Great song, great name. No expiration date on Ruby Soho, so that's good. But where is she going? Will she be the Joker at All Out at the Casino Battle Royal? Will she be at Impact Wrestling? She could fit there as well. Will she go to the NWA? We don't know. I really, really hope she'll end up in AEW. Their women division could use her. Any women division could use her. But I think AEW needs, and she can be, like I said, the great babyface. So I don't mind her, you know, feuding with Britt Baker, DMD. But anyway, I can't wait to see what's the future of Ruby Soho. Good luck wherever you'll end up, being great things ahead, I'm sure. And can't wait to see it. So, yay, Ruby. Go, go, go. And today's in the Adam Cole Baby Watch. Baywatch. Adam Cole Baby Watch. It's a catchy. Never mind. Britt Baker, DMD, which we talked about her in the previous segment, posted on Twitter that she can confirm that Adam Cole has no cavities. And she posted the video with him. Of course, they're together.
boyfriend, girlfriend.
She then tagged Meltzer and Insider and whoever, you know, trolling a bit to the news outlets. Where will Adam Cole go? So, yes, this is the daily Adam Cole Bay Bay update. He has no cavities. Good for you, Adam Cole, for brushing your teeth. It kind of helps that your girlfriend is a dentist. So, there you have it, the Adam Cole update. And yippee-dee-bee-dee-bee-dee-bee, that's all, folks. That's this episode, the second episode. Thank you very much for listening. You can go and follow the podcast on Twitter at 15min time limit on Twitter. We'll be opening new social media links in the following days or week. Hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to subscribe and share it and tell your friends to listen to it as well. That's all for now.